Today on Real Radio.
A Christian parent knows their child the best. I believe that a Christian parent and praying for that child, God will speak to that mom and dad about that kid, and whereby we grant to them, we instill within them, we impart to them a value system that God will use mightily. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child. We all know this verse. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. What's interesting about that verse is very, very awesome. We often miss the meaning of that verse. That verse screams, parents, you know your kids the best, more than anybody else on the planet. And when the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go, check it out. This is what it means. It means to study your child. Imagine taking out a magnifying glass and studying your child like a project. Know that kid.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible. It's a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in practical and godly living. Our current mini-series on parenting has proved to be quite valuable, and as we've seen so far, Scripture contains much more material on this than most realize. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs continuing in Being a Christian While Being a Parent.
Encourage your child that you are to be a blessing to your child. It doesn't mean that you exalt your child like they're the king of the house. No, it means to bless their life, to be a blessing to them. And as Christian examples, you and I are going to be an example as a parent to them, no matter what we're doing right now. And you say, Jack, I feel like I've blown it so bad. But listen, here's the great thing. You can go to your kid right now. You say, well, like you said a moment ago, he's 17 years old. You can go to your 17-year-old and you can say this. Now listen. You can say, listen, son, I have not been a good Christian witness to you. I have failed you in pointing you towards Christ. And I just want you to know that I'm sorry for that. I ask you for your forgiveness regarding that. What I have said and done in this relationship of ours maybe over the years was not right. And you guys, maybe tonight you're saying, Pastor Jack, I could never say that to my kid. Why not? Well, I'm afraid that he might abuse that kind of humility that I might show. You know, you don't worry about that. Do the right thing and let God take care of it. Amen. There may be a daughter who is so hurt, she doesn't want anything to do with Jesus because she equates your relationship with her relationship with God. I'm not going to talk to God because my dad won't talk to me. My dad was mean to me, thus I think God is mean to me. You know how many broken hearts are like that? But do you know how fast, because God is gracious and kind, if you say, you know what, sweetie, I have been wrong, I've been arrogant, I've been proud, I've been too busy to listen, I'm so sorry, I took advantage of you. I listened to everybody else, and then when I got home, I just kicked off my shoes and turned on the TV, and I didn't listen. I should have listened to you about your gymnastics or your prom night or your whatever. I'm so sorry. God has made life much more enduring than we think. That will touch her heart. She may break down. She might say, that's right, you hurt me bad. And she might storm off to her room. But guess what? I promise you this. The healing has begun. It's never too late. You will always be that parent. And sometimes the greatest mess-ups in life, when repented of and when confessed, God will use that, and there'll be a great move in that family's life. I fear that we might, and I'm not saying you and I personally, I'm just saying we as a culture, maybe we've gotten too proud to humble ourselves and say, you know what? I was wrong. That's a bad place to be if we can't admit that. It's an arrogant place to be. I told you guys before about a recent MTV poll. Worldwide MTV internet poll. And those young people voted overwhelmingly that the most important thing regarding their future was to have a family that stayed together. Wow. Number five, a Christian parent is ordained as the parent. All right, ushers, guard the doors. This won't go over well. Listen carefully. You need to hear this. As parents, we are to be used by God in developing our child to have respect for God. Now listen to this. Mom and dad, when your kids are really super young, until they meet the Lord personally and their own conversion to Christ, listen, mom and dad is like God to that little kid. And that little kid, that's the way God has made it. Did you know that? That's why, I told you before, that's why kids boast about their parents the way that they do when they're young. Little guys believe that their dad is stronger than Superman. Little girls believe that their mommy is more beautiful than whoever is the most beautiful. God has engineered that. That special influence. And parents, you have been ordained to be a parent. Listen, shocker. You have not been called to be their best friend. Parents somehow think, oh, I'm not much of a parent, not home much, not whatever much, so I'll be their friend. And that's a psychological game. It's not reality. You are their parent, not their best friend. They need a parent. People have to have best friends, I guess, you know. But you're their parent. Doesn't mean you can't have fun with them. Have fun with them. But listen, you are their parent. You are their protector. You are their teacher. You are their guide, according to the Bible. You are their comforter. Did you know that? There are people that think, you know what? My daughter and I, we have just this totally cool relationship, and they dress alike, they talk alike, they're just the best of friends. And listen, that is a mixture for disaster because you're not two girlfriends. You're her parent. And that doesn't mean you can't have fun and do all the stuff you're talking about. But there's times when, mom, you got to put your hand on your hip and you say, sweetie, listen, that guy's not good for you. And I'm telling you now. But if you're more concerned about being her friend, you'll never be able to guide her and protect her and watch over her and parent her. And that's a serious thing. Same thing goes for the guys. Oh, my son and I were just the best of friends. That's awesome. But are you his father? Son, now sit down. I got to tell you something. She's not good for you. Or whatever it might be. The Bible says this, Ephesians 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live a long life on the earth. That sounds funny, huh? It's like if you disobey your parents, you're not going to live a long life on the earth. God is saying, the Word of God is saying, obey your parents and the Lord will bless your life. The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 21, listen to this. Fathers, do not provoke your kids. Don't provoke your children. The word in Greek is don't pick a fight with your kids. Don't provoke them. The word also means don't stir up the water and make it murky with your kids. Scares them. Lest they become discouraged. The word is athumeia. The word means spiritless. Isn't this? Listen to this. This is powerful. Fathers, do not pick a fight with your children, stir up the water, confuse them, and scare them, lest they become spiritless, broken, or numb of heart. Brokenhearted. Isn't that the Bible wise? Isn't that awesome? Number six, as parents, we're developing a value system. So number six is, as a Christian parent, listen, a Christian parent knows their child the best. I believe that a Christian parent, in praying for that child, God will speak to that mom and dad about that kid, and whereby we grant to them, we instill within them, we impart to them a value system that God will use mightily. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child. We all know this verse. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. What's interesting about that verse is very, very awesome. We often miss the meaning of that verse. That verse screams, parents, you know your kids the best, more than anybody else on the planet. And when the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go, check it out. This is what it means. It means to study your child's person. To study your child. Imagine taking out a magnifying glass and studying your child like a project. Know that kid. How many of you have two children or more? Raise your hand. Two kids or more? Okay. They came from the same place, right? How can they be so different? Have you noticed that if you have one, that's one way, the second one is the other way? This one's quiet, this one's loud. This one sits and thinks, this one never sits and thinks. This one's, always this way, this one's always that way. How does that happen? God. It's the snowflake thing. There's never two kids the same. And so some people say, that's why we only have one. We just have the one. But listen, a value system instilled in a person, in a child, is extremely important. And God has given that task for us to do, to know the child the best and to study that child. And you watch this. Train up a child in the way that he should go. You know what that means? You find out, what do they like? Now watch this. You find out, what does she like? Have you noticed when you're watching your little baby, no matter how young, you study them. And if you notice that there's certain things about them, as they get a little bit older, they're crawling now, and they'll gravitate to certain things. Watch all that. Study that. Mom, Dad, watch it. And there's certain things that they seem to always be doing this one, or this child always seems to be doing the other thing. Find out what it is. What are their tendencies? Watch what they do. Why? Why does the Bible says to study that child, train them up in the way that they should go. That is in the Lord. Point them. They seem to have a hunger and a passion for detail. Then stoke that. Maybe they're not really great in math. You can help them out in that. But they're really good in art. Don't discourage them. Study them, know them, and promote them in the way of art. Maybe they like to dig and find stuff. Then get them little books on Indiana Jones, the archaeology series of his for children, and, you know, whatever. It's like, wow, find out what they love. I want to show you a clip. Before they start this clip, let me explain it. It's a clip of Wayne Bartholomew. He is a one-time world surfing champion. He's a surfing legend. He's almost 60 years old now. Parents, listen up carefully. We'll probably end with this time-wise. But I don't know anything about his spiritual life, if he even has one. But I want you to notice the impact. I want you to watch his chin. I want you to look at his eyes. And I want you to see the impact of this child. He has parents or had parents, and he lived a life that deeply affected him. And yet I want to argue with you tonight that what you'll see on the screen in a moment is something that you and I can repeat in our own lives. Maybe it's a different topic. Maybe it's a different situation. But Wayne Bartholomew is going to share with you, if you're listening carefully, his His family broke up when he was young. And you would think, after all the money he has made and his fame and his age, he's, like I said, almost 60 now, that this would no longer be a factor. And so I want you to take a look at the screens. I don't know if we dim the lights or whatever, but we'll talk about it just for a moment afterwards, and then we'll wrap it up. But watch this, if you would. It's powerful.
I had a vision of where I wanted to get to. So in that way, I was probably going probably maybe a bit harder than everyone. And, you know, maybe it was just the fact that I was a bit hungrier and, you know, just my background and that I really wanted to make something of my life. And, you know, I groomed myself. And I felt like I was really kind of, in that regard, on my own mission.
Australia's Gold Coast had high-rise luxury at one end and beat-up boarding houses and beach shacks at the other. The world-class waves and pinball parlors were enough to keep any young Gold Coaster occupied.
Well, I grew up in a place called the Southern Gold Coast. So, you know, my father's a school teacher, my mother taught ballet, and I've got four sisters. And we lived in Tweed Heads. And then when I was about 11, my family broke up, and my mother and my four sisters and I moved to Rainbow Bay, which is right on the beach near Snapper Rocks. And I got into surfing. And once I found surfing, I knew my life changed. I knew I could be, one of the best. I knew I could be a world champion. Even though there was no such thing as world champion, I just knew that it was something that would take me to the top. Growing up was pretty tough. There wasn't much money, so I became pretty much the male in the family and at times the breadwinner. You know, we were actually in desperate poverty. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. But I kind of had to raise my sisters and, I started stealing. And I remember one... there was this one Friday and... my mother said, there's no more food. And so I went and got some money and I put $20 on the table and we were so desperate that, you know, she didn't ask where it came from. It was just like, it was just like we were celebrating, you know, like tonight we're going to have Chico rolls. And, it wasn't the right thing to do, but at the time it was just something that I had to do. We still had to do it tough for a lot of more years after that. And, you know, surfing was, to me, something that I could lose myself in, and it was my escape.
You hear that? Surfing is where he could lose himself in that. And see how touching that was to him? After all of those years, did you hear him say, I've watched this clip a few times, did you hear him say, when I was 11, he knew exactly when his age was, when his parents split up. He knew exactly where they moved to. He said that I became the breadwinner of the home. He said he could remember what they were going to have for dinner that night that he stole the $20 from however, wherever, chicken and rolls. He said it was a Friday night. That was the night she said, we don't have any food. Look how he's able to recount that fast. The man now lives where I do not know. Does he have children? I didn't take the time to look. But I would love to be able to ask him, and how you were brought up and what you went through, how is it with your kids? And I bet you he's doing everything or did everything he could to make it different for his kids, don't you think? And that's true for any parent, I would hope and think. You don't have to be a Christian parent to want what's best for your kids, what's better even for your kids. But notice in his pain, the family broke up and these things followed. And today, Christian homes break up and it's the kids who pay the price. It's always the children who pay the price. But I just want to encourage tonight, we develop a value system with our kids and we communicate to them. And we want to communicate to them that no matter what happens, God is number one in our lives. And we're going to make it, because kids have a lot of fears today. And when we complain and when we grumble or when we panic about this or that, it's communicated to them. They hear that. Mom and Dad, what we want to do is begin tonight to communicate to our kids that God is bigger. But Jack, my kids are old and gone now. That's why God invented telephones and cell phones. That we would really call them up and say, you know what, and use the service as an excuse. Say, you know, I was at church tonight and I saw this video clip and I'm just calling you. I know we haven't talked in a long time, but I know you don't want to hear me talk about God, and I'm not going to talk about God. I'm just going to ask you, and you don't have to forgive me. I'm just asking for your forgiveness. I'm sorry. Or you can communicate to them, to your parents, what you need to. But I'm a strong believer, and no matter what's happened, no matter how much Lisa and I have failed at parenting, or how much you feel that you have failed at parenting, you can always, always say, you know what, Junior, you know what, Susie, we messed up. And we want you to know that we love you. And we want to just rewind that part of our lives. We're sorry for that. It'd be a great healing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, sharing some biblical wisdom in a mini-series called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, part of a greater series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a recently completed series by our teacher, and it's now available for purchase in either CD or DVD. You can find out more by visiting us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and read about it right there on the front page, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, be sure and click the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on television and the internet, and we invite you to look into that as well. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877 RR Radio. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.